All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number four best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Now, this is so outrageous what's going on. Now, in terms of wokeness and political correctness, and we bring you these stories all the time. Let me tell you about this story. Now, it takes place at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, and they kicked out a dozen Catholic high school students and their chaperones for daring to wear a hat inscribed with pro-life messages. Anyway, this just happened. This is fairly recent. And, you know, it's unbelievable to me. January 20th, students and chaperones from the school Our Lady of the Rosary, based out of Greenville, South Carolina, they traveled to Washington, D.C. for the annual National March to Life. By the way, it was during that March for Life that that whole incident with Nicholas Sandman took place. Anyway, the group members were all wearing matching blue hats with the words Rosary Pro-Life. Is that so offensive? That's their deeply held religious belief and conviction. I thought that we had freedom of religion in this country. Anyway, the American Center for Law and Justice has now taken on this case, and they are representing the parents and of some of the students that were involved, and rightly alleging, in my view, that the museum staff mocked the students, hurled expletives, and claimed that the museum was a neutral zone where political or religious messages were not allowed. On Twitter, one of the mothers of the students said the group was approached by a security guard who told them to either take off the hat or leave the premises. Now, her daughter allegedly told the guard that they were wearing it to identify and find one another in the crowd before they were escorted out of the museum. Other people in the museum were wearing all sorts of different hats as they, you know, were walking around the museum. Jordan Seculo, he's the executive director of the ACLJ. By the way, Jay Sekulow's son and protege, and he's just as good as his dad. in terms of a great legal mind. He said this is a clear and egregious abuse of the First Amendment, which protects their right to freedom of speech without government interference, and we are already taking action. A government institution cannot censor an individual's speech, much less speech from an inherently Christian pro-life position. Anyway, Sekulow noted that the Smithsonian Institution is a federal entity that receives upwards of $1 billion from the federal government each and every year. And the decision by the museum was an example of outrageous and abhorrent discrimination. Anyway, a spokesperson for the museum released a statement about what transpired and said the incident did not adhere to their policy or protocols. Asking visitors to remove hats or clothing is not in keeping with our policy or protocols. We provided immediate training to prevent a reoccurrence of this kind of incident, and we have determined steps to ensure it never happens again, according to Allison Wood, the museum's deputy director of communications. Anyway, joining us now to discuss all of this is Jordan Sekulow, executive director of the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, and student Patrick Murphy, who was there and lived through this. Welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, Patrick, how are you? How old are you, Patrick?
Good. How are you? I'm 18 years old.
Okay. I like the name Patrick. I like it so much, I named my own son Patrick. So anyway, thank you for joining us as well. Let's get your side of what happened. You were there. What happened?
Yes, sir. So we had just got done with the March for Life at about 3:30 p.m. We wanted to visit museums, and we were tired, so we didn't want to go too far. So we walked to the Air and Space Museum, and we got in just fine. We weren't really harassed much at all, and we quickly zoomed around the museum about 30 minutes when we ended up in the Wright Brothers exhibit. And at this time,
you know, Patrick, hang on. I'm going to get a better line for you because we're getting a little bit of feedback and an echo. Let me get to the legal side of this with Jordan Sekulow. Jordan, I mean, what we're reading, what is being described here is nothing but pure discrimination.
Yeah, and it happened three different times. So what Patrick said, the first time they went through, they didn't think it was bizarre because they were going through security, and the security guard said you need to take your hats off to go through security. So they didn't really take that one as an issue, but that step was not normal practice for the Smithsonian. When you go through security, they don't mess with that. They don't care if it's a religious hat. If it's a hat to identify, that's really normal for student groups in D.C. to have something matching so that they can be identified and so that they can stay together and people can see where they are. But then the second time through, as they're going through, as he said, an exhibit, two more security guards come up, say, you've got to take it off. And by the way, they put their hats back on after security because they noticed everybody else was wearing hats. It's freezing cold that day, and it wasn't a...
Yeah, and by the way, it looks like a winter hat, like a ski hat. That's what it looks like. It's in a bright blue, so it's easily identifiable, says Rosary Pro-Life.
So those security guards in the second incident say, take it off or leave. One of the students actually said, I think I have a constitutional right to this. And as they kind of, again, they didn't want a conflict. They were not protesting. They were just attending the museum with their hats on. So they weren't causing any kind of stir. They get cursed at as they're walking away with pretty strong, very strong language. Then ultimately, they're trying to leave. And this another security guard, so now we're on our fifth guard, makes an issue like they're kicking them out. This all happened to a group of about 12 students and their chaperones who decided to visit that museum. Why we've gone public, Sean, with this is not just to get the Smithsonian to say it's against our policies, by the way, legally with permits to do their March for Life, and then it may attend museums. And if for some reason that day the security decided we're going to target pro-life speech. We're not going to target anybody else's hats, but we're going to target these pro-life students and act like that's our policy. This is somehow you can't have a religious or political message on a hat at the Smithsonian. So we're not going to let them get away with just saying, we've retrained. We want to know what the retraining is. What was the training before that led these officers to think this was okay?
That's such a good question. Patrick, let's go back to you. Now, these hats, as I understand, I have a picture of one in front of me. So it was like a ski hat and a very bright blue color, which would make it easily identifiable. So you can all find each other, as you mentioned previously. And it says Rosary Pro-Life. That was the main reason for wearing it, or was it also that you were cold? And it shouldn't matter anyway, in my view.
Oh, it definitely shouldn't matter. It was rather cold, of course. It simply says Rosary on it, as our school is Our Lady of the Rosary. Rosary is a reference to a Catholic prayer, and again, everyone else in the museum, including the guards, were wearing hats. So we were rather confused at first. And just moments prior, a few people were walking past with pride gear all over themselves. And if that's not breaking a neutral zone infraction, I don't know what is.
Well, that now raises the stakes quite a bit, Jordan Seculo, in as much as if they're allowing other people to wear hats that have a political point of view, well, that's very different from the reason that we're giving the students for throwing them out.
And which they should. I mean, you should be able to go into the Smithsonian off the street. You don't need to be in a special outfit. We all pay for these museums. They weren't protesting. They weren't causing an issue inside. So we're not saying they weren't like coming and disrupting the museum. They just had their hats on. So they should just be like, if it's a pride hat, if it's another religious, if it's a religion, what if you were going there, you had your yarmulke on. I don't think they would tell someone to take a yarmulke off or tell someone to take a burqa off going through security. So even that first step. And the fact that guards are using language like neutral zone, they did not just come up with that. Okay, the security guards at the Smithsonian didn't come up with legalese like government neutrality zones, which sounds like a constitutional law case. Someone trained them, and it would appear to be that they trained them on this day to look for pro-life students to say that you can't have that message. Don't worry about any other messages. So, I mean, these kids, they realized everybody had hats on. No, that wasn't obviously a policy. And people had hats on with political messages. They just happened to have their school name, a religious message, and a pro-life message. You can't go after either of those. There's just these neutrality zones. That is something, again, made up. But there's no way those guards just came up with that on their own. And it would have happened, again, three different incidents to the same student group within this period of about 30 minutes.
Quick break. We'll come right back. More with Jordan Seculo and Patrick Murphy on this issue of kids wearing pro-life hats being kicked out of this museum. All right, we continue our discussion more with Jordan Seculo with the ACLJ and student Patrick Murphy. You know, they were kicked out of the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum. Let me ask you about the spokesperson for the museum, quote, asking visitors to remove hats and clothing is not in keeping with our policy or protocols. We have provided immediate training to prevent a reoccurrence of this kind of event and have determined the steps to ensure this never happens again. Allison Wood, the museum's deputy director of communications. What's your reaction to her statement?
It just doesn't go far enough. There's not an apology there. We don't know what the training was, and we don't believe this is an isolated incident. I mean, that's why I think they brought in the Smithsonian spokespeople. It's not just the air and space spokespeople. Because we believe that this may have been something they were prepared for. Maybe these security guards got it the wrong way, but if they're coming up with these terms like neutral zone, using that kind of language, cursing around some of these students who are minors, and using that kind of language at all to intimidate them, to silence them, and to ultimately kick them out of a museum that they pay for their taxpayer dollars, that anyone else with a message or hat or some article of clothing on, they're not going there to protest. They weren't going there to march. They were just going with their hats. It shouldn't be an issue, but there's more to this story than just letting them get away with an apology. And that's why these students are starting to speak up, and parents are starting to speak up, Sean, because they know there's this bigger federal attack on pro-life speech, whether it's pro-life pregnancy centers or just a simple beanie with the message that says...
Well, that's a great point.
Starting at the top.
Finally, the FBI offered a whopping $25,000 for these pro-life or emergency pregnancy centers that offer pro-life counseling that have been the victims in many cases of attacks. People protesting outside of Justice Kavanaugh's home. You and I both know that we have laws against protesting in front of judges' homes. Nothing has been done to stop that. Patrick, let me ask you a question. Were you embarrassed? Was it a scene when you and your group were being thrown out?
No, sir. It wasn't entirely, there weren't very many people around. It was the middle of the day on a Saturday where there were a lot of different events going on. And I wouldn't say embarrassed. We were more so distraught, caught off guard. We were exhausted from the whole day. And when he came up to us, the man came up to us and said, "You need to remove these hats." He said, "The neutral zone." I said, "I'm sorry, sir, this is a violation of our First Amendment rights." And he said, no, that doesn't apply here. And I was just so taken aback that it wasn't a response I was even expecting. I see this stuff on the news all the time, but I never think it would it would happen to me. So as we walk out, which we were leaving when he came up to us, we were just on our way out anyway. He still said, he was like, "You don't need those hats on in order to walk out." And we were just like, "No, we're keeping the hats on. Goodbye." And he said, "Have a nice day." So I was proud. I was proud to stand up for the unborn at that moment.
You know, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you're a young man. You clearly have a lot of character and principle, and standing on your principle and convictions without apologies. It's rare for kids your age, and I know I'm speaking generally and broadly, but there's a lot of pressure on kids to think a certain way, act a certain way, and standing apart and finding out where your heart and your real values are, and then standing on that ground it's often hard for a kid that's 18 years old. So I really give you a lot of praise and applause for that. Jordan, where do you think this goes next?
Yeah, so we decided, we're working with the students, and obviously they've made the decision to fight back here. And the next step was there a bigger policy that day? Obviously, we want to know the training. We want to know the training before and the training after that they do reference in their statement, the apology directly to this student group. But also, we think this is bigger. I mean, so one reason we're going public is, were you part of a group that day that may have been told to take that off, or you can't wear this shirt, or you can't wear that hat? Because it's very common in Washington for all these student groups. So this is not weird for Smithsonian security to see a group of young people all wearing the same color shirt or hat. That's normal practice every day. Why are they coming up with First Amendment discussions with young people, neutral zone discussions? There's, again, security guards don't come up with...
identify each other as they go through a big museum like that. When you have a big group, you have to protect everybody. Patrick, I think you got a bright future. I don't know if law school's in your future, but I think you'd be a good lawyer. Thank you for standing up and coming on the program. And Jordan, it's always great to have you on.
Thanks, Sean.
800-941-SHAWN on number. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll hit the phones. Coming up straight ahead.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno, and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members, and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever. And that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies. And this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, five ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue five babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
Last night we had Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, on talking about, well, number one, how Republicans will deal with the debt ceiling. Number two, I asked him about Swalwell and Schiff off the Intel Committee, and Congresswoman Omar today, and McCarthy had said they had the votes to do this. In fact, they did. The House voted her off the Foreign Affairs Committee, and, well, she's not particularly happy about it. And nor is her fellow squad member, Congresswoman Tlaib. And this is what she said as a result of this on the House floor.
Desperation. So desperate to distract the American people from their total inability to govern. The GOP is now doing what it is best at. Weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful Muslim woman. Congresswoman Omar's lived experience as a refugee and a child survivor of war should be welcomed on this committee. It is needed. When you can't pass any bills that actually improve the people's lives, they turn to Congress. They turn Congress into a place of fear-mongering hate. It is so painful to watch. How ironic that the so-called lovers of personal freedom are now moving to censor Congresswoman Omar in the same week They introduced a bill to ban federal employees from engaging in censorship. Where are the free speech warriors today? The hypocrisy is obvious to the American people. You are showing who you all are, really.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
I will not be silenced.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
To Congressman Omar, I am so sorry,
Seth,
that our country is failing you today through this chamber. You belong in that committee.
The gentlewoman is no longer recognized, and the gentleman from Mississippi is recognized.
Now, what's interesting about this is Congresswoman Omar, just like, for example, Swalwell has his friend, Fang Fang, and then, of course, the congenital liar. You can't, by the way, you can't make some of this stuff up. Adam Schiff, who's always full of Schiff, and Adam Schiff, the congenital liar, you know, what is the nature of the, what do you have on Donald Trump? Compromising materials. What's the nature of the compromise? Naked Trump, picture naked Trump. Has Vladimir seen this? But of course, Vladimir see compromising material. That would be like trying to coordinate and work with the Russian or somebody thought was a Russian, turned out to be a prankster, to get negative information on Donald Trump. The very thing he says he was against. In the case of Congresswoman Omar, remember she said it's all about the Benjamins, baby, talking about, officials' support of Israel, referring to 9/11, where we lost 2,977 people and more from the aftermath. She referred to that as just something people did. Some people did something. That was the exact quote. She stated at a town hall, I want to talk about the political influence in this country that says it's okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country. Then she said that Israel in 2012, she said Israel has hypnotized the world and may Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Drawing attention to the apartheid Israeli regime is far from hating Jews. Anyway, we have, you know, a lot of this on tape. Here's the best of Congresswoman Omar.
And so when I see Israel Institute law that recognizes it as a Jewish state and does not recognize the other religions that are living in it, and we still uphold it as a democracy in the Middle East, I almost chuckle because I know that if, you know, we see that in any other society, we would criticize it. We would call it out. We do that to Iran. We do that to any other place that sort of upholds its religion. And I see that now happening with Saudi Arabia. And so I am aggravated, truly, in those contradictions.
You know, if you ask anybody in walking on the side of the street somewhere in the middle of the world, they will tell you America the Great. But we don't live those values here. And so that hypocrisy is one that I'm bothered by.
A lot of the policies that we have put in place has kind of helped lead the devastation in Venezuela.
When I talk about places like Saudi Arabia or, you know, Israel, or even now with Venezuela,
nobody wants to face how the actions of the other people that are involved in the world have contributed to the rise of the violence, radicalization, yeah, and the, you know, the rise of terrorist acts. The thing that was interesting in the class was every time the professor said Al-Qaeda, he sort of like his shoulders went up and, you know,
yeah, he's in command, like, yeah.
Al-Qaeda, you know, hospital.
He's an expert.
You don't say America with an, yeah, intensity. You, yeah, don't say England with, yeah, an intensity. Yeah. You know, you don't say the army with an intensity.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
So I think the House did the right thing today. Another promise kept by Republicans and Kevin McCarthy. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Now, you might recall in the last half hour we had on Jordan Sekulow with the ACLJ and Patrick Murphy, a student kicked out of the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum because they were wearing basically ski hats with a pro-life message on it, pro-life rosary, and talked about their school. They were there for the March for Life. They got kicked out. But anyway, it's amazing how people react to this. To me, the extremists on the abortion issue are the ones that say, oh, it's fine to have an abortion up to the last second before birth, which, by the way, happens to be the position of many, many Democrats. Now, their answer during the last election was always the same. Well, I don't think anybody, the government doesn't belong in the room with a woman and her doctor. Well, if the government doesn't belong in the room, then stop making taxpayers pay for abortions that goes against their conscience. Then, because you're putting government right in the room. Now, and then you got groups like Planned Parenthood that get a lot of money from the government. That's where Preborn comes in, and they are a pro-life group, and they're in the business of saving the lives of babies through the science of ultrasound. In other words, unplanned pregnancy, maybe a woman considering abortion. And what they're discovering is with the science of ultrasound, which is way more sophisticated than when I had my kids. I mean, you could see almost everything, you know, fingers and toes and facial features, and you hear that heartbeat. And what they're noticing is a lot of people make the decision to go pro-life by the use of science. Now, they don't get any government money at Preborn, and it costs $28 for every ultrasound. And you can sponsor one if you wanted to sponsor five. One is $28, five is $140. And you can help rescue five babies' lives. Their goal is to save, you know, 100,000 babies' lives this year alone. They've saved many using this science. Anyway, you can help it happen. 100% of your donation will go to saving babies. You can donate securely. Just dial #250. Say the keyword baby. I'll be donating myself. #250, keyword baby. Or go to their website. That's preborn.com/Sean. Preborn.com/Sean. And I think it's a great cause. They don't get a penny from the government, not 1 cent. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's get to our phones. Let us say hello to Robert. He's in North Carolina. Robert, how are you? Glad you called.
Thank you very much, Sean. It's a pleasure to talk to you. We've got great respect for you and your whole news cadre at Fox News.
Thank you, my friend, and we can't do it without you. We appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate what you guys do, and I think I found a weakness in what you're doing. That's why I'm calling. I've been in the environmental health and safety field in environmental terrorism for 55 years. I'm a chemical nuclear engineer, and I was adjunct at Rensselaer at Hartford for 35 years, teaching in both their School of Engineering and School of Business. I am addressing the wokeness of the Green New Deal and the fact that no one has looked at the environmental impact of the war in Ukraine. If you take a look at the environmental impact of what is going on there and just some basic facts, like, for example, an average armored vehicle tank uses a gallon of diesel fuel to go 8/10 of a mile. EPA says the cars must have 22 plus miles per gallon. A tank, 8/10, that a F-15 uses 1,150 gallons of fuel an hour, and before they land, they dump the fuel that they have in residual, so it's a safe landing. Yet the federal EPA says to all of us, if there is enough of a discharge of oil to cause a sheen on a waterway, it must be reported to the EPA and it must be remediated. And I can go on and on. There's a lot of...
Listen, I'm listening to everything you're saying. And if there are ways that won't compromise our military equipment and effectiveness in our equipment, and we can A, save money, and B, you know, going to a war zone and finding fuel for all of the various equipment that you're mentioning is not an easy task to deliver all of that. So that would help on the logistics side of the issue. I wouldn't be against it at all. I'm not against my car having the same performance, but getting more miles per gallon and still performing at the level that I expect it to perform at. And if somebody comes up with a cheaper, better way for energy beyond oil, gas, and coal, and, you know, it's real and we can implement it and it can simply replace the current model, why would I be against saving money and helping the environment? You know, this big lie, which is Republicans want dirty air and dirty water. I mean, Barack Obama said it. Their plan is for dirty air and dirty water. That would be pretty stupid. I think we want our kids to have clean air, clean water, clean environment. And the irony is that under Donald Trump, when we became energy independent, we had the greatest reduction of greenhouse emissions reduction in the world. And that all happened under Donald Trump. So while we were becoming energy independent, so I'm not in disagreement with you. I mean,
the point I'm trying to make, though, is if these people really wanted to save the planet, and if these Al Gores of the world wanted to do something positive, they should be immediately saying the war should stop now. There's got to be a better way, because we are not only killing people there, we are going against the basic principles that we have been advocating. This is the problem. And for example, a lot of the projectiles they're using contain spent uranium because it's a hardener of the steel. I mean, there's so many things.
Listen, I appreciate all that you're saying, but let me just add one thing. The world is full of evil. We need the biggest, baddest, meanest, toughest, kick-ass military on the face of the earth with the best and most superior technologically advanced equipment to win wars. And my first priority is not greenhouse emissions if I'm building weapons of war. But if it's a consideration that can be done and doesn't impact the effectiveness of the weapon in question, I have no problem with it. But I wish it weren't that way. I wish the world were safer. Anyway, I hope that answers your question. Appreciate your call. Long Island, Phil is next on the Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Phil? How are you?
Yeah, my battery's going dead. Unfortunately, I may get cut off. But I want to talk to you about digital currency.
Okay, what about it?
Well, if digital currency goes through, all these elections and everything else are going to be absolutely meaningless. And it's supposed to be, he signed an executive order, 14067. If that executive order goes through, everybody will be monitored. There will be no cash. It'll all be digital. And nobody...
Well, they're already moving towards that now. I mean, remember...
I understand, but nobody's talking about it. Everybody's worried about the politics of the day. This is more important, I feel, than the politics of the day. And nobody is talking about it.
Remember, they want to drop the suspicious activity reports at your bank to $600. Right now it's $10,000. And by the way, when I take out cash, because I like to use cash the old-fashioned way, I usually have I occasionally carry cash. I don't want the world to know I carry cash. But anyway, they've already done that. They want full, complete control of your life. That is the great philosophical divide between conservatism and liberalism and socialism and New Green Dealism. That's where the great divide is. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the programming. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. By the way, we have an audience show tonight. A lot of people seem to like the audience show. By the way, did you see Velma gave me a D on last night's show?
Velma's
D?
Tough, man. That's a tough audience right there.
We actually FaceTimed her for the first time. I can't believe I'm going down.
At least she had both earrings.
I didn't see the earrings. Remember
that the first time she came on?
No, I don't.
She was missing an earring. She was so mad that I didn't tell her before she went on set.
Anyway, Dan Bongino tonight, Dagan McDowell, Jessica Tarlov, Geraldo, Stephen A. Smith tonight, and you'll hear this case about the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum kicked out a dozen Catholic high school kids for wearing pro-life winter hats. Big deal. And you pay $1 billion a year about that for this museum. 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Hannity on Fox. With an audience. Hope you'll join us. See you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making the show possible.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.